Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, July 11th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. The European Union has ended a long-running probe into Apple Pay that could have seen the iPhone maker hit with a hefty fine. The EU said Apple's decision to let third-party mobile wallet and payment services use the technology behind its Apple Pay app fully addressed its antitrust concerns. The EU's executive arm said it made a series of commitments by Apple legally binding under the bloc's antitrust rules. That means Apple must comply with them by July 25th. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Elon Musk and his social media company that claimed thousands of laid-off Twitter employees weren't paid at least $500 million in severance. The two former employees who filed the suit said they were offered only a month of severance pay from the company, now called X. The pair say they were entitled to more under the company's severance plan, and the company's failure to make further payments violated a federal law. The judge in the case said the suit incorrectly claimed the company's severance plan was governed by a federal law. The former employees were given 3 weeks to refile their claims. Lawyers for the two said they were disappointed and considering their options. The company and lawyers for X and Musk didn't immediately return requests for comment. And companies have urged the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to rethink draft rules for reporting cyber attacks. The proposed rules would mandate critical infrastructure companies report substantial cybersecurity incidents within 72 hours and ransom payments within 24 hours. Companies say the draft rules are confusing, overly broad, and often duplicate existing rules. A CISA spokesperson said the agency welcomed all comments and has started reviewing all submissions. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.